here you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church, UCC, on this beautiful Sunday morning. We are glad that you joined us today, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. Do we have any very important announcements besides fill out your attendance sheets, please?
I just wanted to talk for a few minutes about, well, 1 minute, I should say, about the utility drive that we're starting today. If you saw it in the newsletter and in happenings, our utility costs in the church are $23,000 a year. Our heating bill in the winter is, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month. And so we're hoping to raise some little extra cash to try to beef up that budget item. So our goal is $3,000, and we will happily take any amount that you're willing to give or that you can give. And if you would like to contribute, if you could put in the envelopes and mark them the utility drive, that would be great. And we'd also like to mention that the annual meeting is actually going to be held in Fellowship Hall today rather than here in the sanctuary, so everybody can be a little more comfortable to talk about the discussion items. Thanks.
Thank you, Pauline. Mark?
Good morning. Just a quick World Care note. In January, we collected 95 cans of chicken soup for the soup kitchen, which is a lot more than I thought we were going to get because of the one day off that we had. For February, we're continuing the can theme. It's any canned tomato products at all. It can be canned tomatoes, canned sauce, tomato soup, whatever. But anything with tomatoes in cans. Not whole tomatoes, you know, whole loose tomatoes. That would be messy. Just cans. And once again, it's going to the Nashua Soup Kitchen. In this kind of weather, they go through canned soup and canned anything to make hot meals. They go through incredibly quickly because everybody coming into the soup kitchen really wants a hot meal at this point. So thank you all for your amazing generosity.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone else? Nope. Then Pauline will lead us in our call to worship.
Please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship. In God we take refuge from our fears and our troubles. Help us, O God, when we feel overwhelmed and we don't think anyone cares about us. Listen to us, God, and deliver us. God is our hope and our trust. God will heal and guide us. We do not need to fear. Let us worship God. The opening hymn today is number 43, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Oh,
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Gracious God, we come to you this day seeking your guidance and strength. You have called us to ministries for which we feel inadequate. Help us to understand that it is your love that will support and sustain our efforts. Give us the courage to place our trust in your abiding presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated. Do we have some brave young people who would like to come forward for children's time? I can talk to anyone, whoever is brave enough to come up. Well, one of our lectionary suggestions for today was 1 Corinthians 13, and I said, I can't leave that out. I have to preach on that one. It's just too good to, you know, miss that one. So, and because it's about some kind of cool music is going on here. Okay. It's about, yeah. Sophia loves those things too. Everywhere where there's a fan, she points to it. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. How do we know that someone loves us? Can you tell me how you know mommy loves you? Do you know mommy loves you? Well, that's pretty clear. That was pretty clear. Okay. Mom gives you a hug. And how do we know someone loves us? I left my microphone up there. That's okay. Just speak up. You don't know that people love you? They do things to help you. Okay, that's very good. They take care of you. Pretty good.
They're kind.
Renee is on to something here. Okay, they are
kind.
They're kind to you. Okay. No. Okay. Julie doesn't know if people love her. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, how do you behave when you love someone?
We are kind to them and we hug them.
Okay.
And we help them.
We help them. Okay. Well. Okay. Julie is a little bit tired this morning. That's okay. We accept that. Well, because we are accepting when we love someone. See? That was your point. Okay, so we know that other people love us by their behavior. Like they give you a hug. Or they give you a cool shirt like that. Or, you know, when love is present, we can feel it. And today, well, I won't keep this very long, but today's lesson is that there are three things that Paul wanted the congregation in Corinth to learn. And that was about hope,
faith,
and
love.
And the greatest of these is?
Probably love.
Love, yes, very good. So that was a good answer. Okay, so will you say a prayer with me? All these beautiful ladies, will you pray with me? Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For
teaching us
about love.
About love.
Amen.
Okay,
very good. And now you may go to care camp, or you can stay with your parents, whatever you decide. Okay, then go play. And the congregation will sing hymn number 474, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
Jesus lifted me.
first reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, the call of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." The second reading today is from Psalm 71, verses 1 through 6. "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you."
Thank you. Our third reading comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. Well, it's a pretty well-known chapter, so you won't be surprised. "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we only know in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I only know in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What's the difference between love and marriage? Love is blind. Marriage is an eye-opener. Many people choose 1 Corinthians 13 for their wedding service because of its beautiful words about love. Most people think it's about beautiful romantic love between two people. The poem Paul wrote on love is beautiful, but at the same, it's not about romantic love. Can you believe this? It's not. Romantic love can be accompanied by such love, but romantic love alone will not keep a marriage together too long. The type of love Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 13 is agape love, the type of love that cannot be reached easily. Romantic love is different. With the words of our joke, we say love is blind. Well, when you first fall in love, that type of love is blind. You look at your lover, and besides the pink elephants, you only see their good qualities. But when we get married, we enter into a long-term covenant with another person. We need much more than puppy love. When we get to know another human being in marriage, we must reach for a higher love. This kind of love is not blind. It sees the bumps and bruises, but accepts the other anyway. This type of love is not blind, but rather it has vision. It sees all, and yet is patient, kind, and loving. Being in covenant with each other as a church or as a congregation with its minister, it's easy to fall in love with each other. In the first year, all we see are the good times. As time passes, it gets harder. We see each other's imperfections. We get sick of the minister's old vampire jokes. Then I thought about this sentence, and there are no old vampires, but old jokes that are about vampires. This is when we need agape love, that it can help us through these difficult times. This is when we need to be patient and kind, forgiving, and accepting. 1 Corinthians 13 is sometimes called the hymn of love. However, when we look at its context, we see that it doesn't stand alone, and it's not simply about love. The previous chapter sets the tone for Paul's beautiful words. In chapter 12, the apostle addresses the people's spiritual gifts. And in chapter 13, Paul gives an example of how the people in Corinth would need to live with one another. So the text is not about partying and weddings, like last week's text when Jesus turned all this, you know, useless water into wine to keep the party going. This is a serious text. Here Paul says that it doesn't matter what kind of wonderful talents and spiritual gifts you have, if you have no love, agape love, in your heart, all of it is worthless. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are or how beautiful you are on the outside. If you don't have God's love in your soul, you won't be happy and you won't make others happy either. The Corinthian church needed love, agape love. The congregation was having a competition with each other about who was more spiritual, or in other words, who was more important. They wanted to know who was the greatest among them. So Paul was not terribly happy with them. And imagine that this is exactly when Paul wrote one of the most beautiful letters on love ever written. Paul was teaching a split congregation about how to love each other. He was also teaching them not to simply just love each other, but love everyone else in the world. Because we are all God's children. With all our bumps and bruises, God loves us and deeply cares about all of us. The Corinthians were wondering whose spiritual gifts were more important in their congregation. And Paul just poo-pooed on their competition. Paul told them that all their spiritual gifts were equally important. What's more important than our talents and gifts is how we use them. No matter what kind of talent God gave you, use it lovingly. No matter how smart you are, you shouldn't make other people feel unintelligent. Instead, lift everyone up and teach them about God's love. Discerning a congregation's future takes time and sometimes the whole visioning process. So whatever you do, do it lovingly and selflessly, trying to please God. Today, Pilgrim Church will have the annual meeting. So whatever you say and do, have 1 Corinthians 13 in the back of your mind. Ask God to give you wisdom and love as you discern the future of this congregation. Try to talk to each other kindly and with patience as followers of Christ. Know that God loves you, and the Holy Spirit will guide you on this path. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is your insert, The Gift of Love. Please stand if you're able.
The wine is filled with bitterness.
And now let us share our joys and concerns with each other. Are there any prayer requests this morning? No? Everyone's okay? Good. Good news. Let us pray. God of agape love, teach us to listen to you. Teach us to love you with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to listen to your guidance as we discern the future of our congregation. Comfort us at this time and take away all our worries. Reveal your divine nature to us as we struggle to do your will. Grant us your presence that we may be grounded in your love. Inspire us today that we may faithfully follow you all the days of our lives. Loving Christ, we ask you to be with those who are struggling with their faith. Comfort the sick and strengthen the people who are going through tough times. Assure them that your healing love extends to all corners of the earth. Now we also lift up those who are on Pilgrim Church's prayer list. We pray for Irene, Nancy, Betty and Paul, Norm, Eric, Noah, Pauline, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Adam today. And now as we slow down for a moment, help us to be still and know that you are the great I Am. And now join me in praying the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The love of God is born new in the world as often as we embody that love in the works of compassion, peace, and justice. Let us offer our gifts in a spirit of generosity and love. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
And now let us say together our prayer of dedication. Our gratitude for life and its gifts overflows, O God, into the giving of ourselves. We offer you what we have and what we are. Now take these gifts and use them to bless others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our communion hymn is hymn number 342, Be Known to Us in Breaking Bread. Now please open your bulletins at the Sacrament of Communion. Come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come, not because of any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love God a little and would like to love God more. Come because God loves you and Christ gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. Come. We are ready. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall not hunger, and all who believe in me shall never be thirsty. We are hungry and thirsty. O Lamb of God, we come. We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took his authority as the Christ and offered the bread in thanksgiving and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way and by the same authority, Jesus offered the cup in thanksgiving and said, Take, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Open our eyes to the mystery of Christ's presence in these ordinary things, in these our ordinary lives. May they be for us the very essence of the living Christ in our midst. Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of blessing, we participate in the new life Christ gives. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready. And now our ushers will serve you the bread and juice. We will take the elements together. And now eat this, for it is the body of Christ broken for you. Amen. And now drink this, for it is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. And now let us say together our unison prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious and loving God, you have made us one in the body of Christ and nourished us at your table with holy food and drink. Thank you for feeding our hunger and relieving our thirst. Now send us into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to find the lost and lonely, to heal broken souls, to free prisoners, and make the powerful care. Grant us strength to persevere in resisting evil, and to proclaim in all we say and do your good news in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 436, God of Grace and God of Glory, and we will sing verses 1, 4, and 5. Verses 1, 4, and 5. Please stand if you're able.
Thank you.
not say that it would be easy to bring the good news to all people, but God did say that God would be with you. So go now in peace, walking humbly with God. Bring the good news of God's love to all the people. Amen.